This week, we got tailgate talk on Market Monitor. Wheat prices had a rally and a crash. On the war in Ukraine, President Putin announced that he was not going to support Ukraine exporting wheat, and wheat prices went up 55 cents per bushel. Then he announced that he would support that export of wheat, and prices fell 48 cents a bushel. So we have prices right now somewhere around the $9 level. The basis is 46 cents. If you're looking at forward contracting wheat for the 2023 crop, that's $8.75 with a minus 55 cent basis off of that Kansas City July contract for 23. You're looking at corn. Corn just continues to move in an 18 cent range sideways. The basis is a positive 7 cents in Pond Creek. Price is around $6 for forward contracting for 2023, and the basis is 25 cents under that 23 December corn contract. Soybeans, we had a rally in beans. Now, that rally in beans was not because of the war. It was because of weather in South America. We had a 36 cent price increase, got prices up around $14.19. But soybean prices are moving from, around $13.30 to $14.20, somewhere in that range. It's not a big range for soybeans. Forward contract for beans is around $13.10 for the 23 crop with a minus 85 cent basis. If you're looking at cotton, cotton has fallen from $1.20 about a month ago down to 72 cents early this week and back up to 79 cents. So it looks like cotton has probably bottomed out. The USDA released the crops condition report. For wheat, 84% of Oklahoma's wheat is planted. The average is 85. 62% of that wheat is emerged. Average is 66%. You look at the condition of that, though, 36% of that planted wheat is in poor to very poor category, and only 11% at good to excellent. Corn, 92% of Oklahoma's crop is harvested versus 87 cents normally. That's about close to the national average. Soybeans at 50% harvested, 42% average, so we're above average there. Cotton is 29% harvested. That is right at the average. And canola is 75% planted, and normally 73% of the canola has been planted at this time. Big factor for wheat is the war between Russia and Ukraine, and it looks like that war is going to be dragged out over years. It appears that when something happens to disrupt the flow of product out of Ukraine, we get about a 50 to 60 cent price move. We saw that this last week, a 55 cent rally up to 58 cents, and then back down to its normal when things leveled out. So it looks like right now that Ukraine wheat's worth about 60 cents a bushel. If you look at the price impact there, the impact of prices for wheat is going to remain relatively strong. It also has the potential to impact corn prices, but not near as much for wheat. No impact on cotton or soybeans from the war. Other factors you'll want to watch in the market is weather in South America that's impacting our wheat prices. Argentina's wheat crop's coming in a little less than expected, and it's having an impact on soybean production and soybean harvest. Slight reductions there, and that's impacting our prices.